Chapter 9. I want to plead guilty, Oscar, Roy said.
What?
Say again slowly, but before you do, remember what we always told our clients at the defender's office. Never plead guilty unless you got a deal. Can you say that out loud?
Oscar and Roy were back in the small conference room. No smoking allowed, but the air smelled suspiciously of smoke. Roy had asked to talk to him privately before the arraignment started. The judge, Sheila, the court reporter, and various deputies waited, presumably impatiently, in the larger room upstairs that served as a part-time courtroom for the jailhouse arraignments.
I don't want to discuss it. If you can't do it for me, I'll ask that you be dismissed and I'll represent myself.
Roy, Roy, Roy!
Oscar shook his head and fell back into one of the chairs.
This is a capital offense. You know what that means. We have the death penalty in this state.
They haven't asked for it, but might.
Use your head. Even if you want to plead, I can likely get you second degree with no trouble. You wouldn't even serve the full term. And why plead to anything? Did you kill Jack?
That's what I'm going to say. I have my reasons.
Tell me about them.
Oscar's voice was harsh and he was getting angry.
I told you I can't discuss it. Believe me when I tell you that you and Lucy and everybody else will be a lot better off if you leave it alone.
He was pacing nervously, wiping his face with his palms, and had somewhere found a damp, rumpled cigarette that he carried unlit.
Have you talked to Lucy since you got in here?
Yes, I called her.
And what did she tell you?
Nothing that concerns you. Just do what I ask.
Okay, Oscar said, pushing away from the table.
But give me some time first.